just exception for now.
Good morning. Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have been featured in our guest blog series, ShareYourStories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Maxine Warsh, who is the creator of the Warsh Cloth and an anti-aging skin rejuvenating expert. Welcome, Maxine.
Hi, Trish. Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. I'm better now.
Well, you know, I have to say that I am super honored that you've had an opportunity to spend some time with us today, because as you know, I've been using your Warsh Cloth. And I've actually introduced it to my friends and family who now use it as part of their skin routine. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you created this amazing product.
Well, I had a business, as you know, and I was working out of my home. And one day I was told that I couldn't work out of my home anymore because we were in a condo. And I got so busy that you really aren't allowed to have a business in your condo. So I was politely asked to leave, and I found a spot with a chiropractor's office right down the street. And I had to move out of my home, and this meant I had overhead, and this meant I needed to advertise, so to speak. Before that, everything was networking. So I went into this office, and I came home one night and I said to my husband, what am I gonna do? I said, I need like a pen or a pad, something that was an advertising specialty. And he said, you know, you need to have something that represents your philosophy and something that has to do with what you do. So I had stumbled across a makeup remover item. And I said, you know, I like that item. He said, well, call them and see if you can, you know, get more of them. I couldn't even find the people I bought it from. It was in Miami at a street fair. And I was like, what am I going to do? He said, you're going to create your own. And he knew of contacts. He had fabric. He's in the decorating, and he knew fabrics and he knew manufacturers. So we got in touch with the manufacturer of microfiber, and we gave them statistics, and they helped us with what was good for the skin, what wasn't good for the skin, and they explained how microfiber worked. And we ordered some, and I started giving them away in droves. And I was very excited because I thought, oh, this is going to get out there and people are going to want to come in and get their faces treated. And the phone did start ringing, but they didn't want their faces treated. They want more of these cloths. And the rest is history. I call it the accidental business because it complemented what I did, but it also enabled me to help people stop using soap on their face and to exfoliate and to allow moisturizer to go in much more effectively. So that in itself was the beginning of the treatment.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes, it is.
Now, you mentioned, you know, I love where you talk about the magic that sort of happened with your idea and how your husband was able to help you collaborate with some folks to provide the product. Now you offer it online, so you must have had to change that factory, you know, your initial factory agreement and expand somewhat.
Yeah, it's all, you know, business is like life. It changes every day. Mm-hmm. You have to be listening to your customers, to your clients, to what they want. You have an idea of what you're giving, and somebody comes in and says, oh, I don't want that. I want this. And you say, okay, and you jump, and that's customer service. You can't stay ahead of the market. You think you know what they want, but what they want is what they're saying to you, what they're telling you. And that's what we have to listen to.
You know, that's so true, because I often say that I've rebranded my business 4 times in the last, you know, 25 years by listening to my customer, right?
Yeah.
They eventually will tell you exactly what it is that they're looking for, and we have to be able to pivot in order to provide them with that particular item or service.
That's right. And you might know what's best, but they know what's best for your business. And you can't give somebody what they can't understand or don't get or need yet, right?
Right, absolutely. Now, have you found that this has led to any other innovations within your own business and practice over the years, Maxine?
The washcloth has served me well. What has really served me well, I was slowing down. I was getting ready to not retire, but just to slow down a little bit more. And the man that I rent space from, the chiropractor, he's once said to me, you know, I can help your business. And I said, how's that? And he started saying function and structure and how much it had to do with facial rejuvenation and aging. And we started talking, and before we knew it, we were in business together.
Wow.
So yeah, so this has been a huge learning curve and a huge improvement. And then COVID hits, and now it's online. We're selling home units like crazy, and we're offering online education and coaching for anti-aging.
And it's been fantastic.
Phenomenal. Yes, it's been phenomenal.
So, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age. So, you know, anti-aging becomes really important. It's not maybe necessarily an age thing. It could hit some folks in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. But if you were going to give somebody a tip in addition to how to use the washcloth for anti-aging, what kind of advice would you be able to provide someone for, as an example, like myself?
Well, the soap is very dry. So the first thing you want to do is you want to stop using soap on your skin, because that's aging. Mm-hmm. And the cloth allows you to just use water, and then you use soap to clean the cloth. So by this, you're also exfoliating the skin. But what I say about anti-aging is start before the signs show up. You don't want to wait until you see the first line. You don't want to wait until you notice that your skin is dry. You want to be ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And that can affect different people at different stages in life, correct?
Yes, absolutely. It certainly does. You know, we start aging at 25.
Oh.
That's when we start to lose collagen and elastin at 25.
Wow. Really?
So 25 is your magic number.
Wow. Oh, wow. I would have had no idea that at the age of 25, you know, I think we all think that it starts in our late 40s and 50s when, you know, the aging process, when we notice other signs and signals.
That's
in our
perimenopause. That's true.
Yeah.
Perimenopause and menopause. Those are your what do you call them? My mind.
The telltale signs of aging, right?
Well, they are. They're chapters.
Well, I love the fact, Maxine, that you offer the product. It's not just for ladies. You know, I've introduced it to the men in my family as well who use it. And I know that you also advocate for children, not necessarily children, but young adolescents to use it
yes,
as well.
Babies.
Really?
Why would you start putting soap on a baby's skin?
Right.
Why would you even dream about putting something so drying and harmful on an infant's pure skin? You just want to wipe them off.
Right.
At any point in time, you don't want to put anything that you wouldn't eat on your skin. That's your rule of thumb.
Well, that's wonderful advice. Now, one of the things that we do in our Share the Stories guest blog series is we share three words of advice. And I really love your three words of advice, which are follow your dream. So tell us a little bit about why you chose those words.
It goes along with never giving up. If you have a vision and you have a dream about what you'd like your life to be, go for it. And never, ever, ever give up. Because whether you reach it or not, it's your driver. It keeps you going. Because, you know, we make plans and the universe laughs, as they say. But follow something. Have something that guides you. Have something that makes you go for it. And and never forget it. It's something that you wake up for and you remember those words and they inspire you. And I like to dream big. So I always follow a dream. And it's funny how sometimes when you follow something that inspires you, it's really something better that comes along than that dream.
Yeah, it can lead you to some pretty amazing places.
Yes, it is.
Well, Maxine, I want to thank you very much for spending some time with us today. And for the folks who are joining us, I hope you've enjoyed meeting the person behind the logo in another edition of Keeping It Real. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh. I don't know how we were.